lots of reaction to on our show yesterday to this gathering or house party or event that took place in the Glencarrig housing estate in Ballinode in Sligo on Monday night last. And depending on who you listen to, it may have been more than a one-night affair. In any case, local residents, none too happy about it, with the COVID level 5 restrictions in place. One resident telling us yesterday that such scenes were unacceptable.
If anybody's in doubt, all they've got to do is take a walk down. I would advise walking as opposed to driving, because your tyres will be flittered. It's like somebody just got two binfuls of glass and junk and bottles and just emptied them all over the green area and around the footpath. It's just like, it's back to the normal days, the way things used to always be with the students when the party's hard. Only this time they're partying hard during a pandemic, which they really shouldn't be at.
Well, it is the case that a lot of students live in accommodation in the Glencarrig area and surrounding areas, but there is nothing to suggest that students were in attendance at this particular gathering. Jason Quinn is president of the Students' Union at IT Sligo, and he contacted us following our piece on the show yesterday, and he's on the line now, as I say. Jason, what are your thoughts on this?
I suppose now, first of all, we were kind of flabbergasted to see the social media videos going up yesterday evening, and we in the Students' Union were made aware of a large gathering at the Glencarrig area on Monday evening. After speaking to the Gardaí Síochána, I'm aware of a number of fines handed out to people who were present. I suppose as well as that, Gardaí over the past number of weeks have been extremely proactive in these student areas, where a number of COVID fines were given to people not affiliated to IT Sligo. So I suppose that was the kind of point that we were looking at here, and not saying, I suppose, that we do want to take this opportunity to remind students of any institute, I suppose, in Sligo or wider, that they're aware of their responsibility and adhering to guidelines. I'd also like to encourage members of the public who observe these breaches to report them to the authorities. Because, as I said, we're all, I suppose now, the last conversation we had in the first semester was that we were looking to kind of reduce the number and try and keep gatherings small, but we want to now get rid of this. It's been close to a year now that we're battling this pandemic, and everyone's off the same boat. We want to get back to normality, and we really want to kind of, I suppose, get everyone back onto our campuses and enjoying the full student experience. So I suppose the quicker that everyone, whether students or not students, general members of the public as well, every time everyone starts pulling their weight now and get us back to normality, it will be really, it's a really positive thing, I suppose. And we do see the light at the end of the tunnel now with the vaccine rollout and that sort of thing. So, as I said, it'd be brilliant if we can all just get back onto that same hymn sheet again and the last couple of months over us.
Okay, and I know the Students' Union, as you said, we've talked before, the Students' Union have been proactive in advising students in relation to that and, you know, ensuring that they don't engage in large gatherings or meet up in large crowds. And for the most part, that has been the case, I think.
Absolutely. Now, the students have been brilliant, and I have to kind of applaud them, because they've taken this so well. Like, everyone, I suppose, is kind of fed up or scunnered and trying to, you know, of the restrictions now, but students have been deplorable in their behaviour and actually working for each other. And I suppose we just want to kind of ensure that students keep doing that and that they're, you know, showing that they do have a responsibility to, I suppose, that they're only part-time living in Sligo. So we want to ensure that they're being responsible to the people of Sligo, that they're being responsible to the staff and their colleagues in the institute. And I suppose we're looking at now the kind of the phased reopening of society and the phased reopening of our institute here to allow students to come back and fulfil their labs and fulfil their workshops. So, you know, we want students to be able to fulfil their learning outcomes in their courses. And as I said, if they're not adhering to guidelines, then we will get back onto the campuses for people to fulfil their courses or be able to, you know, move forward in their degrees and stuff like that. So we need everyone to be thinking on the bigger picture stuff here. And I suppose as well as that too, if students do see gatherings like this happening, to report it to the authorities as well, because essentially it's going to be them that's going to come across the calls for it as well. you know. So it needs to be a really positive thing for everyone involved, you know.
Right. Okay. For the most part, in relation to IT Sligo, most students are studying online. That would be the case, Jason. The vast majority, I think, are online, aren't they?
At the moment, everyone's studying online, Niall. Obviously, we there are certain courses, for example, science and engineering, have different fulfillment that they need to do in their labs or their workshops. So that's a priority for the Institute now at the moment, is getting those students back onto the campus to avail of those labs and workshops. But I suppose we've provided a service there for some students who want to partake in different kind of in study, I suppose, in the library, where we've got all the correct measures, all the correct guidelines, social distancing, wearing of masks, all that correct hand hygiene, to allow people to be able to avail of the resources there in the Institute, you know. So there is no one in classes on campus, but everyone's studying remotely, with the opportunities of some people being able to get onto the campus to the library, you know, just to, I suppose, you know how the broadband is around the rural Ireland.
Absolutely,
stuff. So,
all right.
They're allowed on there to fulfil this.
Yeah,
study,
okay.
You know?
So if anybody sees anything, report it, be you student or otherwise, whatever, report it.
Absolutely.
That's your advice, okay, and stay safe,
obviously.
That would
be my advice, yeah. Also, right. Stay safe is right.